Podcast Fresh.
Thanks for downloading the Torres and Acapella show number 3. On this week's show, we talk exploding baby car seats. I mistake two people for one over 4 years. I'll explain. McFries with mustard, waffles and cream cheese, and can you even get lunch for under $15 anymore? We also have two new Yo Mama jokes, and we discuss the impact of the Apple Vision Pro and our quick thoughts on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth demo. So sit back, grab a mayonnaise sandwich, and enjoy the show. And as always, on with the chaos.
Podcast Fresh.
What we do here is go back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Torres and Acapella show, show number 3. We're still alive. My name is Chris. Oh, Jesus. Sounds like there's an earthquake over there.
My name is Chris Torres.
That guy over there, Ryan Acapella Mello. What is going on, my good brother? How are you today?
What's up? I'm doing good, man. Good. You know, I'm back on the grind. Finished my
you
basement.
You look good.
Thank you. You look good.
You
as
look
well.
Good.
Yeah, I got a new base of operations. I feel like the guy behind the guy in the chair behind the screen.
right.
Yeah. No. I've been good though. I've been good.
Man, I tell you what, I had one of those flashback videos from 2 years ago. Slightly, it's about a week ahead. It was February 21, 2021, and I don't know if you remember this, but that was like the last major snowstorm that we got. I don't know if you remember it, but it was just like we woke up one day and there was like 2 feet of snow. And I'm looking outside now, and just the way the weather is right now, dude, I'll take this.
Oh, dude,
I will take this all day. 4 degrees, 5 degrees,
yeah,
no snow, no ice, no rain. You know what? And guess who's back? The sun's been making an appearance. You know what I mean? So I'm good with this.
Tomorrow's gonna be amazing, apparently. About an hour ago, I hit the post office in shorts and a hoodie, and I was fine. Like
you disgust me.
I know I look like Adam Sandler walking around New York, but
those big ass basketball
those
pants,
big shorts with the hoodie.
That's awesome.
And the baseball cap. But it's crazy that we're in February, but I'm in shorts.
I love it.
Thank you, global warming. I guess,
or the ozone layer, something's going on. Yeah, but
it's kind of unnerving when you think about it. Like when you really think about it,
it unnerves me.
It unnerves me a little bit because it's like when you think back 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
It's like it was always traditionally super cold, super snowy, ice everywhere, people falling, lots of car crashes. Now it's like, hey, let's go play basketball. It's like, what the fuck? So it's kind of nuts, but, you know, see the good in it, I guess. Take your son.
Dude, I grew up in the 80s, and there's people that, like, remember those old station wagons with, like, the wood paneling on the side, and motherfuckers would take their kids in those things?
Right.
Winter, summer, no problem. There was no such real thing as, like, winter tires. There was no such thing as, like, ABS brakes at the time. Like, this was all new technology, you know what I mean? So, these were death traps, you know? Nobody had a baby seat, you know? I think in the 80s, we started seeing, like, the advent of baby seats and things like that, but, man, I mean, baby seats up until then were just literally, like... You ever see those old, like, swings where it's just, like, a metal thing that comes down the chain and just hooks onto your belly area? That's all it was.
Yeah.
Car crashes, you might get split in half, you know what I mean?
Everything was in a Mad Max movie.
Dude, it's crazy. Baby seats has got to be, like, the most ridiculous, most expensive industry for, like, children's anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they expire, which... Like,
right.
I don't understand.
What happens? Are they seasoned with something and the seasoning expires after a few years?
I heard they just explode, so. I heard they just fucking explode one day.
My buddy drives an Audi because he's a douchebag.
Okay.
And he recently had a baby born last fall. And so he told me one of his biggest challenges was finding a baby seat for the car. And it got to such a point that if they couldn't find the baby seat, they were going to switch out the car.
Oh, damn.
Like, and, you know, it's a nice sports car that he's got, right?
Yeah.
And so they were able to find the baby seat. I figure it's an expensive kind of gimmick. But, it's because it's like a two-door car, I believe, that he drives. And so to find the specific baby seat for this Audi, it's crazy.
Yeah, I guess that would be a thing. If you don't have, like, a sedan or a family car or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. Damn.
I mean, I don't know how else. Two-door cars.
I'll be going through that headache soon, so.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
Yeah. You're not going to hold a baby while you drive?
I don't think the wife would, like, let me. I only do that with Yoshi right now.
That's funny. Sometimes I see those memes and it's like, you grew up in the 70s when, and it's literally like the dad holding like his kid behind the steering wheel, like smoking a cigarette. He's got a 12 boy in the other hand.
He's got a mullet. Like,
yeah, he's got the mullet. We might be imagining the same picture.
The same one, the stash.
My dad's a white guy. He's got a red cap, red like trucker's cap.
Yeah, it says.
With like white on the front. It's got the plastic mesh on the back. You get it.
Yeah, yeah. Make America great again. I understand.
And he's smoking a cigarette. That's the best part.
Yeah, boy. It's the most gangster thing you can
Marlboros.
Do. Give me those Marlboros.
I wanna feel like I'm in a smoke room.
I need a Marlboro because of all these lawsuits.
Dude, oh my God. Speaking of which, I went to this club last weekend.
Right.
And it's one of those clubs that like you can smoke, but mm-hmm. you can just smoke inside.
Damn, that's still a thing, huh?
I went up to the third floor. So this thing is three floors, mm-hmm. right? Went up to the third floor, opened the door, and it was just like I was in a Dr. Dre rap video.
Oh, shit.
Smoke everywhere. Yes, there was girls, but there was just smoke everywhere. It was just so thick. And I remember at one point, I might have been there for maybe 15, 20 minutes the first time. And I'm like, I got to go back down to the second floor because it's getting too smoky here.
Yeah.
So I was with my boy. I'm like, I'm going to go back downstairs for a little bit, blah, 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 right? Went back downstairs. And, you know, it's just 15 minutes and I felt like I had been in like a chamber of smoke. And even the next day, Sunday, when I was in recovery mode, I was like, damn, I still feel like, you know, all smoke. Shit. You know that cigarette smoke high, right?
So I was going to ask, are we talking like all smoke or specific?
It was all
smoke,
but it was mostly like the cigarettes, right? Everybody's smoking cigarettes,
damn,
right?
I didn't know there was a place like that still around.
Yeah, yeah. There's certain clubs, there's like after hours and places like that, right?
Yeah.
That'll allow like smoking inside. But that's wild. Yeah.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good night, but yeah, I was like, man.
I mean, as long as you had fun.
This is fun, but I can't be on this floor right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll come back in 20 minutes.
It's crazy because it makes you wonder like all those people that worked like as servers in like restaurants that allowed smoking.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And there's like a bunch of them that got like lung cancer and stuff like that just from being exposed to like secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Secondhand smoke used to be like something that people didn't really believe in. You know, like, if I'm smoking a cigarette and I'm holding my kid, he ain't getting it. And it's like, no, he totally is getting it and probably worse, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like asbestos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, asbestos is a great example because that stuff was used for insulating homes, I would say, 1940s, 50s, 60s, something around there. I might be off by a decade, but
yeah,
30s for sure, 30s, 40s, yeah, because one of the most, to insulate homes, but it was used for other applications as well. One of the most famous examples is in the movie The Wizard of Oz,
right?
When the witch sends the rain or whatever,
uh-huh.
those poisonous poppies or whatever it was. They're actually sprinkling asbestos all over the actors.
Oh, that's great.
Jesus yeah, right.
Christ, really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's a real thing. Wow. And so, you know, people got smartened up to things, but a lot of times it's through, you know, the worst way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, now everything is going to kill you. Like, that's where we are now. Like, water can kill you. Everything can kill you.
Yeah.
Nothing's good.
I was watching this guy talking about Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts are going to kill you, too. Because apparently if you look at the ingredients on Pop-Tarts, it's got all these things that are just like artificial. Like it's got like the different corn oils and things like that and different bleaches to make the colors and everything. So like it's crazy.
Ah, damn, I didn't think of that.
It's absolutely crazy. And the guy's like, he's one of those nutrition guys. So like I get it. It's kind of like PETA, right? They're a little bit extreme. But still, he's making some good points there.
Right.
And he goes, I would not even consider this food. Like, if you look at how much artificial stuff is in it. And I was like, damn, it does make you wonder a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I try to be good with that, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. They got you by the balls.
I try to eat more whole foods, right? Like, if I'm making dinner, I'll try to buy things that don't have, like, a bunch of other ingredients in it, right? Like, full-on vegetables, meats, things like that.
Cleaner stuff.
Yeah, but you're right. Sometimes it's just harder to do. I think especially when you're on the road or at lunch or whatever, you know, it's kind of like You want to do your best and eat well, but at the same time, you're like, you know what? Kind of earned that big.
That was good today.
It was good today. It was good today.
I pulled one of those on the way home. I got off work. I was tired as shit. I've been working hard. I'm like, you know what? I need 2 McDoubles and a coffee. I don't care. That's what I did.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the dub McDub.
Yeah. You always want to get a coffee, especially after work. Otherwise, you start falling asleep, right? Because the McDoubles will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
But then the coffee will bring you back up again.
Especially with the drive, so like, I do.
Uppers and downers. Yeah. Well, yeah. Your drive's not that bad these days.
Well, it's about an
You're
hour.
You're in Oakville.
It's an hour and 15.
From Oakville?
No, from Markham.
Oh, you're in Markham now.
Yeah. Oakville, it was like an hour 45. Wow. That was brutal. Yeah. But yeah, it's gotten better for sure. And I'm used to it. I don't complain about the drive at all, to be honest. But you know, it's still a bit of an hour.
I like a good McDoubles, but man, even McDonald's is getting expensive now.
Dude, everything.
Those McDoubles are $3.39 Canadian right now. I was like, what?
Oh,
$3.39 Canadian.
Yeah.
Which is about, I don't know, $2.75 American, something like that. But even still.
Yeah. But, you know, there's this new place that opened up near my work. It's like this new burrito taco place.
Yeah.
And they have a Fry Supreme thing going on. And it's $5.99 with a drink. And I'm like, this is like really good compared to everything else around me. Like, and I'm just wondering, like, okay, they're new. It's only a matter of time before this turns into $7.99, $8.99, right. You know? So it's like, enjoy it now while it's $5.99.
For sure, man. I was telling the guys the other day, we were all at a work thing. And we were just having lunch together, and we were just talking about the prices of stuff. And it's kind of like, even if you want to buy lunch, it's hard to get lunch for like under $15 these days.
No, you're paying minimum 20.
Well, maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, I think no matter, like, for example, me.
Where are you spending $20 on lunch?
Here's the thing. I either go to Miva Me, South Street, a coffee place called Luculous. I'm not sure if it's like.
No.
No, okay.
Okay, but you're going to expensive places.
But that's what's around me at work is my point.
Yeah.
So if I have to buy lunch at work, I'm in my head, I'm like, I need a $20 bill.
Yeah.
like automatically I just think that.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like South Street. I used to like it more when it was like a thing for a while there. You know, everybody was, let's go to South Street.
It was the new thing.
Let's go to Strauss Street. Aren't they owned by the same owners as New York Fries?
I'm not sure, but that would make
Wasn't
sense.
Wasn't that the gimmick? Like the fries taste just like New York Fries, right? Something like that.
You know what? You're probably right. It does. It does taste like New York Fries. But I don't know. I eat it so much I'm sick of it. It's like I don't even want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to talk about it right now.
It's not a bad burger.
No, it's good. It's just like when that's like one of your only two options or whatever, it's like, fuck. I got to
Yeah, what's the other option?
Miva Me, which is an expensive... Miva Me? It's an expensive...
$20 noodles?
Like shawarma.
Oh,
They do shawarmas, yeah.
I've never been in one, but they're all over your area.
Yeah, they are. It's funny, though. The one I used to go to at work just closed down because they couldn't pay their rent, so...
That'll happen. That sucks.
That sucks. That's definitely limiting my options.
Definitely. Yeah, it's too bad. But yeah, no, man, you're looking at least $15. If you can find lunch for under $10, I mean, hang in there. Like, that's a good option, right?
Yeah.
But usually if I'm trying to buy lunch, it's a sandwich place, I'll get just a sandwich. You know, I'll try not to get the drink. I drink water. I know it sounds psychotic to some people, but I like my water.
I envy you, bro. I can't do that.
I'll drink water. Yeah. You're in a waterless family.
Well, I drink water.
Your wife doesn't drink water.
No, I drink water. I can't drink water with a meal. But I
That's weird.
But I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
The wife does not touch water.
Yeah. It's so, how come you can't drink water with a meal?
It just, I like in my head, I think the food's just getting soggy. Like it's
That's
like,
ridiculous.
I know.
But with a mouthful of cheeseburger, you'll soak it in Coca-Cola and wash it all down. 100%. That's fucked up, right?
100% though, because that's...
I know, but isn't that fucked up?
It's fucked up. You're right. But like, it's tasteful. There's taste to that shit.
It's like there's an explosion going on in your mouth, right?
It's like, oh, shit, more flavor. Eat it. But the water, it's like, oh, geez. I might as well have just dipped the sandwich in fucking a puddle and then eaten it.
But that's fucked up. I was thinking about that the other day. I had like a mouthful of whatever. Big Mac will nice. Say, ding, nice save, Torres.
Mouthful of Big Mac, that's not
The
that
crowd goes wild. Nothing funny about a mouthful of Big Mac, first of all. That Mac sauce, I tell you.
No, like 40. Don't say that.
We'll Will somebody stop the damn match?
Literally in my head, I was like, I hope he doesn't say Mac sauce.
And Jim Ross is trying to stop it.
This is not part of the act.
He's got a family.
Oh, man. Jesus, the Mac sauce.
Yeah, all that to say.
With some cheap shit to wash it down, but yeah.
Yeah. I used to know a girl, and she used to dip chicken nuggets in her flurry.
That's not that weird. I think that's
more
normal.
I mean, I guess it's not that weird.
It's more normal for French fries,
I think. Right. Right.
Nuggets is, yeah, it's a little bit weirder.
I feel like a lot of this is also the American influence. I remember when chicken and waffles was not a thing here in Canada. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I remember being a kid being like, who eats that combo? Because to me, breakfast is waffles and chicken is dinner.
And the United States is like, we eat it. Yeah. You got a problem with that? And we're like, no, that's bizarre, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll try it too.
Yeah, we'll put the maple syrup on it. That's how we'll change up the game.
Right, Canadianize it.
But the first time I heard of, chicken and waffles, I was like, what? What is this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? But it's actually pretty good. And I've had I've had chicken and waffles like in some of the hoods here, right? Where it's really greasy, that ridiculous greasy brown bag, right?
Hell yeah.
And then I've had it at like upper crust places where it's all fancy and shit, right? But yeah, man, the advent of chicken and waffles, which wasn't a thing, but, you know, here anyway. And now you're seeing it more and more places.
Do you have a weird, like, food combo you do that you don't think anyone else would do? Like, is there something you love to eat that's like, that would be weird to someone else?
You know what? Sometimes I get all fucking crazy and I will get medium McDonald's French fries and the only condiment is mustard.
So instead of ketchup?
No ketchup. No mayonnaise, mustard, just mustard.
Wait, say it again. What do you get? A what?
Just a medium fry and mustard.
Whoa.
I'll get them to give me a whole thing. If I bring them home, I'll have them here with just mustard.
I mean, that's not that weird. I mean, that's still a French fry condiment, I'd say.
Yeah.
It is, not as common as ketchup.
But I don't dip them. Put them in a plate, and then I like it's fucking Osmos. I just squirt all over the fries with the mustard.
Yeah. That's right? Classic. Yeah.
And then I eat it with the fork. Like, you know, you gotta have a little dignity.
Use a fork. After splooging mustard, all over the place. You need some dignity. Yeah. You know, I don't know why I've done this since I was a kid, but I would grab a waffle and whatever, toast it. And then I would get cream cheese and put it on the waffle.
Waffle and cream cheese. Okay, I see you, fam.
And I don't know how I started doing it, but whatever. I still do it to this day every now and then. I remember Tiff when we were younger. I remember I showed her this, or I told her. She was hungry, and I was like, do you want a waffle with cream cheese? Because at the time, I think it's normal. Everyone has this.
Yeah.
And she's like, that sounds disgusting. I'm like, well, try it. And now, who's asking for waffles and cream cheese?
That's crazy.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to try that,
though. That stuff is funny.
That's not a bad combo. It's good. It's underrated.
Yeah, but because the waffle's got a little sweetness to it.
Yeah.
But then it's offset by the sort of the salty but sweet nature of cream cheese.
The cream cheese. And then if you fold it in half and eat it like a taco.
Oh, man.
Shit is
good. I like that. I like folding food in half. I've decided.
It's definitely an OCD thing, I think.
I don't know. You're always sticking up for the OCD people. I'm sick of this.
I'm sorry. It's just,
I'm getting tired of this.
I know.
It's not OCD. You're psychotic.
No, I got accused of something today.
I'm sticking up for psychotic people. Psychos. Psychos.
Psychos. I mean, I fall into both categories.
One day you're psycho Sid, the next day you're fucking beautiful mind or whatever his name
OCD,
is, right?
OCD Daniel or whatever.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, but it must be one of those things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then growing up, my sisters always, both my sisters are into mayonnaise sandwiches. Just bread and mayo.
Yeah,
and
that it's was weird.
And that's a specific bread. It's like the Wonder Bread, you know, the sliced Wonder Bread. And it was always just like I'm like, Tiff, what are you eating? It should be like, I'm having it. And I'm like, never mind. I see it. She'd be eating a mayonnaise sandwich. Not a ton of mayo. Not an egregious amount of mayo. But just like a mayonnaise sandwich.
Well, she puts mayo on both sides. And if she doesn't, when I make them for her, it has to be on both sides. If it's not both sides, she could tell or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was tremendous. A weird one when I realized. I was like, that is strange. And I've tried it. I can't really get into that.
Yeah.
I need something in there.
When I went to Argentina as a kid, I was maybe 3 or 4. No, I was 7 years old. 7 or 6. Yeah, anyway. Saw my cousins as a snack, and they would do this away from the parents because it's so bad, but they'd grab a piece of bread, right? And then they would grab a scoop of sugar and put the sugar all over the bread.
Oh, damn.
And we'd eat it. It was like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucked up, right? But
you know what?
In Portugal, is it no different than candy? I mean, of course it is, but you get it.
Yeah, the yeast. But Portugal, I have great aunts that actually like bake their own bread in like the oven and stuff, like this big ass oven.
Right.
And they make a specifically, like, it's always, you're supposed to eat it like almost burning hot, right? And they sprinkle sugar on it. And it's like, okay, I guess, you know, I don't see that here, but when I went there, it was like a normal thing. They had it for breakfast and stuff. So
yeah,
it's, you know, it's cool though. When you go to other countries, you see shit that you wouldn't think would be a thing.
Yeah, that works, or that doesn't work, but actually does work.
Yeah. Perspectives.
I like that. I like that. I guess we should give out the plugs at some point of the son of a bitch, right?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we've been having such a great time. You or me?
Go ahead, Peck.
All right.
I trust you this time.
Oh, Jesus. That's your first mistake. Instagram, follow us, Podcast Fresh. Follow us on Twitter or X, whatever you prefer to call it, Podcast Fresh TO. Email us at podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. We will read your stuff on the Podcast Fresh Cafe. And if you don't know what that is, that's the other show Chris and I do, where we talk video games, movies, pretty much anything pop culture wise. We got the mailbag segment, which is what I'm telling you guys to do. So yeah, right into that email. We'll answer your stuff. And yeah, we got YouTube channels. We got the Podcast Fresh channel. We got the Gaming Asylum channel. We got the Gaming Asylum Instagram. Basically, you know, put in Podcast Fresh. You'll find all this stuff. It's a good time.
That's right. It's a good time. Yeah. Mostly, if you're going to follow either of them, I would go to the Podcast Fresh Instagram page.
Instagram,
go
on there. That's probably the most
central. Check that one out. Yeah. And send some letters in. We got the espresso shot. Guys, let me know what you guys think about that show. I've been putting these shows together. The last one I posted a couple of days ago, 2-3 days ago. And that one is the Fresh Prince of Review show number 30. I think with that show, it's such a niche show because it's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you're a casual listener, you'd probably be like, you know what? It's Fresh Prince. Never been into that show. Never going to be into that show. No point in listening to it. But you're doing yourself a disservice because it's mostly us just rambling about stupidity, talking about oddball things outside of the show with a touch of the show. So if that's something you might be interested in, check that out. But the espresso shot is sort of that show that we either put, I put B-Reel on there or almost like a best of or just whatever sticking out in that moment. The espresso shot is sort of its own sort of animal. It's very fluid and I want to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. But Pat, go ahead. You're going to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, I failed to mention that we also got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show.
absolutely.
So back then, let's go down memory lane a little bit. We used to, you know, record our regular ass Fresh Prince episode, but then we would talk for like an extra hour at the end. These espresso shots are basically those segments brought back to life. They're forgotten about. And I think we worked hard
on
you know, for that stuff to be forgotten about. And I like listening to them because it reminds me of where I was at that point.
Yeah.
it's insane, dude.
And some of those bits have a pretty good like production to it. I remember like painstaking, like putting the music in and everything.
Right.
But anyway, that is why if we have it wrong, folks, tell us we have it wrong. Send us an email, podcastfresh2020@gmail.com.
Yes.
Enjoy the rest of the Torres and Acapella show. With yours truly and Ryan Acapella Mello.
Thank you. Yo, let's do this now.
Here we go. What's happening?
What we normally do after the intro.
Oh, shit.
Is the Yo Mama jokes.
Yo Mama jokes.
Yo Mama jokes.
We love making fun of moms on here.
We do.
Especially if it's mine. What? Who said that?
Jesus.
Who said that? And he turns heel on his own mother.
Hope she doesn't listen to this one. Yeah, no, let's go. I'll go first because I think I usually go second. Usually, I don't know.
Go first.
Chris.
What's going on?
Yo mama is so fat. She left in high heels and came back in flip flops.
That's so fucking dumb. That's fucking stupid.
That's exactly what I said when I read it.
That's ridiculous. I'm imagining that scenario play out in my head with like plasticine figurines, right?
Oh, yeah. The claymation.
Yes. Nothing wrong with the little claymation.
The little claymation. All right. Drum roll, please.
Yes. All right. Your mama's so skinny, she hula hoops with a Cheerio. Bet you haven't heard that one.
I have. I have heard that one. That one's okay. Yeah. I think mine was bad.
I think it's more clever than anything else.
Yeah.
A Cheerio. Yeah.
That's cool.
But yours is funny. I like yours.
Yeah, I think I won the battle this time.
Ding ding ding. Your winner, Ryan Mello.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
So this is park that I've been walking my dog in for like the last 3-4 years.
Right.
And I always walk by this guy. He works at the... We go to the back of the building. This guy works in the building. He's always in a nice little suit. So he's like the concierge or something. Works security, but he's always there. I always wave at the guy, say hi, smoking a cigarette or whatever. Later on, I'd bring the dog out at night. And rather than go to the back of the building, I'd come to the side of the building. And I would see him out there. He'd be smoking a cigarette. But now he's in regular clothes.
Right.
Right? And he's sort of let his hair down.
Okay.
Right? So I was like, okay, so I'd say hi to him, and he'd say hi back, and sometimes he'd be like, can I pet the dog? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So he'd pet the dog, this and that, right? And then I'd see him back in the daytime again. Now he's in his suit, you know, and I'd see him, and I'd say hi to him, whatever, right? And that was it. And then some time passed by, and I started thinking to myself, is it possible that these are two different people?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you sober?
Well, clearly, because this has been happening for years. So it's not like every time I walk the dog, I'm inebriated.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So sober or not, I'm always like, hey, blah, blah.
You've seen both sides.
And then I'm like, what if it's two different people, right? And then like, I'm going to start paying more attention. And they hit me this year. Like, this is a 2024 story.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a mission to like, when I see the guy in the morning, I'm going to like, you know, like make sure that I have him in my mind's eye. Like I'll figure him out what he's wearing, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, perfect. He's got short hair. So his hair is not long. He's got short hair. He's clean shaven now. Cause sometimes he's got like a little facial hair, clean shaven, skinny guy, maybe about 5'9", 5'10". And then I came back at night and I saw him again, or who I thought was him. But now he's got like facial hair, like a little beard, a little goatee. His hair is like out. He's still smoking a cigarette. And he asked to pet my dog. And then it started hitting me. That guy during the days never asked to pet my dog.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
How come he only pets my dog at night?
Right.
Two different people. And then I'm like, oh my God. These are two completely different human beings.
So you thought for 4 years or whatever that was the same guy?
Yes. I thought, what are the odds that he works here but also lives here?
That is amazing.
Dude, I'm like, what are the odds that he lives here and works here at the same time, you know, in the same building, right? That's possible.
I know someone that does that, actually. So
two different people. Right, my supervisor. Well, most supers live and work there, but... And two different people. Which makes me wonder, the first, because I'm pretty sure I met the guy in the suit first.
Okay.
But then the first time I met the guy with the longer hair and the goatee, he must have been like a random guy saying hi to me. Okay, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'll pet your dog kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
That is
That's fucked
wild.
Up, right?
That's wild.
Yeah, so, it's the same. It's two different people.
But like, besides like the features like hair and stuff, like facial hair, do they look similar?
Similar
like,
builds.
Like if you look at the eyes, if you look at
their
builds.
Yeah, they're both thin guys. They're both in their 50s. They're both like 5'9"-ish, so kind of tallish. Mm-hmm. Thinner dudes, right? In that age. White guys, right? It's like they're two different people.
That's insane.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, he really lets his hair down at night.
I love that, though. That's so funny. Like for years, you thought this was the same guy.
Same guy. Nope, two different people. So now I'm like, this makes a lot of sense.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And sometimes I would see him in the day, right? So then at night I would see him again, but I wouldn't say hi because I've already seen him. You know, I saw him the day.
Meanwhile,
maybe the second guy thought I'm being...
A jerk.
I'm being an asshole, right? Damn.
There's a lot of funny stories tonight.
There's too much to unpack there because that's messed up. But
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else, but let us know. podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. I thought these were two different people. Turns out to be the same guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Has anything like that ever happened to you where you thought it was like the same guy or?
No, I don't think so. I can't. Not off the top of my head.
I'm losing my mind.
I've seen people in places that you wouldn't think to see them. So then you kind of sketch out and wonder if it's even them. That's happened to me a lot of times. Like recently we went to a club not too long ago and I saw this dude I worked with last year at the club. But I didn't know if I was going to approach him or not because I couldn't really tell if it was him. Like, people look different outside of their work stuff. So
yeah,
it's like,
that's true.
Is that him? The only thing that made me realize it was him, but then by the time I realized he was kind of too far and I just kind of said, forget it. He has a very prominent neck tattoo. Like, he's got like crazy wings in the front of his neck. And then when I finally got a good look at him, he had that. And I was like, okay, that is the guy. So that was one example. But yeah, doing what you did where it's like, I'm saying hi to two people and I think they're the same person, but they're not. That's crazy.
I thought it was the same motherfuckers.
Like, saying that two out different loud people. Is wild.
It's the same guy. Two different people. Wow. I still don't know.
How do you feel about like yourself after that?
I don't know.
Like, when you realize.
This is years, dude. This is not just like some guy from like 2 weeks ago. This is years. And it's just like a random dude I see and I say hi, I say bye, whatever, right? But I was like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That is a great story. Be sure to tell it at our next family gathering.
Nah,
fuck that.
They already think I'm crazy enough.
You're right. Better keep this hidden. That guy Chris sees two guys and thinks he's the same guy.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
So I saw this video of this guy trying to park, like in a parking lot.
Oh, no.
So he finds a spot, and as he's going to turn into a spot, there's a lady standing there.
My favorite.
And she's like, no, no, no. My husband's coming with the car over. And this guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? Right? Like, you know, first come, first serve kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's your stance on that? What would you do in that situation? That's your spot, right?
Okay. If it's like that, where she's actively talking to me and like, hey, don't come here. I would check if there's another. I mean, chances are there isn't if that's happening. But I would survey the street or whatever and see if there's another one. It's not a big deal. I'll go somewhere else. But if not, it's like, lady, move.
That drives me nuts.
Like, what are you doing?
That drives me crazy.
I know.
I saw this video at a resort, a hotel somewhere, and like 7 a.m. or whatever, they unlocked the gate. And there's just like people running with like handfuls of towels and throwing all their towels. 1, 2, 3, 4. Grab all the prime spots, right?
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, instantly hating everything I saw in
just
that video.
Everything.
Just hate watching at that point. Third, fourth time around, I'm still watching and hate this guy. Dude, like, I understand, like, reserving a spot and things like that, but let me tell you something. I recently came back from vacation. I went to Mexico in December.
Yeah.
And when you go to the beach, they have those white plastic, you know, recliners or whatever, right?
Lounge chairs?
Yeah. Yes. When you go to the beach, most of these chairs all have towels on them, mm-hmm. but there's nobody there.
Right.
Or it'll be like seven chairs and like one person sitting down or one person taking a nap or whatever. And it's crazy. There's got to be a better system, I guess is what I'm saying. So I hate that I'm going to throw all six towels on and blah, blah, blah. It's just, come on, man. I hate that system.
Unless you start paying for the chairs or something like that. You pay for like extra gimmicks where it guarantees you a spot. But then when it gets to that point, it's like, God, like where did the humanity go? Like, why
the problem? You know? The problem is that this is at the beach, right? So they leave to go back to the resort for the buffets and things like that. But they leave their towels on those chairs like the whole day.
For like 6 hours, yeah.
And then my hungover ass, I'm like making my way through the fucking beach. And I'm trying to get a seat. I can't find a seat. There's no seat for me.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting. And so it just makes it's I don't know, the system's just flawed in that sense.
Damn, this is passionate for you.
Pisses me off.
I could see it. But that's the
world. That's the world, right? The world is like this. It's exactly like those people that leave those baskets out for Halloween and they're not there and it says, please take one.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
It's the people that don't take one. They take two, three, four, five. Did you see that lady that went viral? Her and her kids like scooped the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then she got like murdered online.
What a bitch. You know, it's funny. I hate being this guy. But now it doesn't happen as
too
much
late.
Because of the new system.
Who said that? Right.
But when you would go to the movies and you'd have to reserve like 9 seats because your fucking friends decided to go to the bathroom or whatever. That is like, yeah. Yo, are you serious? Like,
And of course they go to the washroom like 5 minutes before the movie's starting. And that's when Prime, like everybody's coming in.
There's
like,
traffic.
Can
yeah.
we sit here? They're like, no, I'm sorry. We're just, you're just apologizing. You're like John Gotti. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It wasn't me. You know what I mean?
John Gotti. John Gotti. It was Sammy the Bull. It was Sammy the Bull.
Have you seen that clip where they're interviewing those John Gotti, like guys that knew him in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you think about John Gotti? Like, what Moira? He was a nice guy. What Moira?
He was the best guy around.
What about the people he murdered?
What murder?
I got a picture of him to my left because I recently bought this painting with all the mobsters on it.
Nice.
But what's funny is they're
Am
all,
I on there?
I'll add you later. Nice. There's, you know, it's all, you know, Tony Soprano, Pacino and shit. But then you see John Gotti in the corner, and I'm like, wait, that's a real guy.
Right. Yes. John Gotti. That's funny.
He shouldn't be there. But, that's hilarious. But what the hell was I saying? Yeah, but anyway, you being that guy that has to reserve the 9 seats or whatever, I can't stand that.
No, like, I don't want to reserve the 9 seats.
Like, fuck you. I'm going to let people sit here. Like, I don't want to deal with this.
I love the new system of reserving a seat. It's great.
I love it. I love
it. Like, it's been around forever, but only for, like, the VIP, when you go to VIP or IMAX and stuff like that, right?
When you did IMAX or, like,
one of those gimmicks
and shit.
Right.
Yeah. That was the only time. Now, anything is reserved, so that's awesome.
Right. It's crazy. I went to the movie theater in December for The Iron Claw, and now when you go, there's so many options.
Yeah.
You can watch it in regular mode, 3D, VIP, fully recline, D-box, douche box, whatever other box, like all these different gimmicks. This one, you can actually smell the screen, which I'm sure is coming soon, right?
I can't wait for the...
That's the next one where it starts like
smelling?
You can smell.
I hope not, but yeah, probably. There's also the one where like someone spits and actual mist goes on your face. I don't like that.
Is that real?
I mean... That happens on like rides, like you know, Universal Studios or something.
Right,
you'll go see like a theater or like some kind of like animated thing, and then like if there's water involved, you'll actually get splashed in the face. I am sure that'll come to movies at some point.
You know? Right. Well, it's kind of like we did the 3D Avengers. Remember that, the virtual reality one?
Oh, that was super fun. Yeah.
And there is a part where we were facing the bad guy. And he threw like fire near us, and you could feel like the heat.
Yeah, it got
you remember
fucking
that?
Hot. That was crazy.
Yeah, and then there's another part where we were like blasting off in like this pod. I think we were in an airplane of some kind.
Yeah, helicopter.
But as he's like, "We'll initiate the turbines or whatever," psh, you could feel like these fans hitting. You're like, yeah. "Whoa, we're
the craziest."
Future.
That part was my favorite because one person manned like the controls, so they were driving the helicopter. The other person was shooting, you know, blasts out the window. And I remember thinking, like, if I put my head out the window, like, what would that feel like?
Yeah, you told me you were going to do it. You're like, happens? I'm like, don't step over there.
Yeah, I put my head out. Yo, so much wind. And I looked down and I actually thought I was like, you know, thousands of feet in the air. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're in a room like looking at the floor.
If there's anything that pops me, and any of my friends will tell you this, it's like looking at people like either wearing something, usually like a hat or something on their head that doesn't. Like it looks not weird or whatever, but it's just to me it pops me. Like my friend, for example,
it's hilarious.
Victoria, she's got this furry hat that she wears, like this white furry hat gimmick thing,
right?
And like it's tall, right? Almost like a Russian style one of those gimmick hats. And I was just at the bar, completely hammered, but I just kept looking at it and just laughing. I was like, ah, you know. And my other friend, Warren, we went camping, and he was wearing one of those fucking, those mosquito suits.
Oh, Jesus.
And, dude, we were sitting on the campfire. I could not stop laughing. And I felt bad because I was beginning to make him feel bad because he's like,
sure.
He just kept shaking his head, right? He goes, "You're the one that's getting bit by mosquitoes, not me." And I'm like, "I don't care. That looks fucking hilarious." Now, I'm not laughing at him. I mean, I am laughing at him, but I'm not. It's just like... It would be like if to me, if it was, if anybody can understand, if he was wearing like a pink flamingo hat. Yeah, it'd just be just as funny.
It's just the gimmick.
If he was in a cowboy hat and he looked so good in it that people were like, wow, is that Garth Brooks? It doesn't matter if you can pull it off or not. To me, it's just funny. It's just funny to see somebody out of their element.
They just really stick out. Like, it's
What about, I can't get over it.
What about those people that are now walking around with those fucking Google things?
Man.
Dude, that is ridiculous. I saw someone crossing the street wearing it and just doing shit with their hands like they're Tony Stark. And obviously operating it. But you look like a fucking fool. And I start laughing at that because it's like, yo, I know you're like whoever's wearing it, like you're seeing things, but you got to understand outside, you're just a dude waving his arms like a T-Rex.
Right. And first of all, dude, you better be Chuck Norris if you're going to walk around with a $3,500 gimmick on your head. Man. People get robbed for like wearing $200 Jordans. You're walking around with a $3,500 US.
How easy is it to just run by this guy, snatch it off his head, and just break?
Like, very easy.
Crazy.
Guy goes from the future to fucking $4,000 in the hole in like a snap of a finger.
Yeah, back to the game that time.
I mean, these things are going to come down in price, but yeah, $3,500 US for the new Apple Vision, I believe it's called. Apple Vision Pro. Yeah. First Apple product that's got the name Pro in it as the debut model, which is one of those pretty interesting changes. But $3,500, it's, you know, from the reviews that I've seen, I've only seen a few. Anyway, but I saw the review on his, and yeah, it's got a lot of cool features. It's literally like you have, it's like a computer, just like you're looking at a computer and you're looking through it. But I don't know, it's nothing that's tickling my fancy just yet. Price or not, it's just not not something that I'm interested in right now.
I mean, it's the first model of that, you know. It's like when the iPads came out, they were like $1,500. Now you could get a really good one for like $500. Like, it's the new thing. It's going to go down in price because there's going to be new models, new revisions, and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's never smart to go and get the first edition of these side devices, I like to say. But
yeah, because they're going to have a lot of, I guess, issues and things like that.
They're just, it's just, it's, it might be fine, but like, it's only going to get better. They're only going to make improvements and stuff, right?
Right.
So, you know, price aside, I think I wouldn't get it anyway just because it's like, okay, there's got to be a better version coming in like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Plus, I'm good with my phone. I don't need to be looking at my phone through my eyes. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah,
whatever. It is what it is. But
it's got a super sharp display, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now there's these new TVs where they're like, you could see through them. Have you seen this?
No.
Transparent TVs, bro.
Cool.
People are watching TV and then looking through it to see another TV. So they're watching a movie and gaming at the same time. It's ridiculous.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
That's wild.
Technology.
Yeah.
Advancing.
I guess you could have the TV set on like a cool background while you play your game over it.
Some waterfall or something.
No, I would imagine you're not watching two television shows at the same time.
I don't know. I guess you could. I don't know if that's the purpose.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Wait a couple of years when we start seeing, like, you know, like the cell phone kids, mm-hmm. like little kids that you just give them a cell phone to shut them up. When you start seeing all these kids with like strapped on gimmicks on their heads and they're goggles. All just walking around and they're all like, because it's just, you know, they're in La La Land, right?
Sensory overload.
Yeah. But it's crazy, it's right? Bad. And it's the cell phones are taking over, man. It's taking up so much of everybody's attention that like, it's crazy. And it affects everybody, you know, some more than others, right? But, yeah, you go anywhere now, everybody's on their phone. The other day I went on the subway, and I'm like, let me see how many. And never mind. Everybody was on their phone, like everybody. Yeah. Sometimes I like to get on the subway and just stare at the floor like a psychopath, right? But, like, everybody's on their phone. It's wild, you know?
Well, everyone's walking around like a zombie. And I'm not, like, saying it in a bad way because I'm one of them, but...
Right.
It just is what it is. Recently, the phone's got me bad. I don't know what it is. I'm spending a lot of time on my phone doing absolutely nothing, to be honest. Like, you're just scrolling and scrolling, and you don't know why you can't stop. It's ridiculous.
And the minutes just fade away.
Yeah.
Like Instagram's got this feature where you can actually check how long you've been on it for that week, and it'll tell you.
Yeah. That's crazy. It'll tell you. It makes me feel like an idiot.
I think, like, last week I was on it for, like, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Something crazy like that.
That's insane for Instagram.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I do spend most of my time on YouTube. Like YouTube, I just in general have it on in the background at all times. Even if I'm not looking at my phone, I just like that background noise.
Yeah.
But
well,
yeah,
it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. But what I'm saying is like, then I pick it up, exit it, and start scrolling Instagram. Like the phone never stops is what I'm trying to say. Like it never is like off and like sat down.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, dude.
Yeah. I've tried to get it. So I charge my phone away from my bed. So I never have access to it with my hand.
I started doing that.
Unless I fall asleep with the phone, like on beside me or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So I try to do that. And I just try to just limit the amount of time, right? I'll say to myself, for example, okay, it's 8:44. At 9, I'm going to shut it down, right? I'm not gonna go on it again, blah, 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 yada, yada. And I'll do that. Because Instagram's dangerous, dude, because I'm almost sure that more people are using up less and less of their time actually looking at people's posts, but rather spending time, and after you're done looking at a post, you're just scrolling through, like, the different reels, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the reels are the problem.
It's just like candy. It gets you. Like, you flip it. It's like, oh, here's a cute little dog. You flip it. Check out this car chase. You flip it. It's like, first man launched into space. You flip it. Look what The Rock said to Cody. You flip it. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And you look at it and go, oh, my God, I've been here for 32 minutes.
Right.
32 minutes without looking up, right? So, these smart devices, the ones that are going to go on your head, I mean, it's only going to get it's going to get crazy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see more and more people with these strapped on gimmicks on their heads just walking around. And to me, it's sort of like AI in the sense of we don't know where it's going. We don't know its full scope yet.
Yeah.
It could be the future where we're all connected. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of technology is really divided people. You know, I could see a future where you're like, I want to watch the Fast and the Furious movie, but maybe your wife wants to watch Barbie. So each of you both sit together at the couch, but each of you are strapped on with your own gimmick. You're holding hands or whatever, but you're watching your own. She's watching her movie. You're watching your movie. You guys are still cuddling, doing your thing, right? But you're in two completely different sort of worlds, so to speak, you know?
I think that is a huge problem. I can understand if she's watching TV and you want to play video games, so you got like your Switch or you got like one of the new PS5 Portal gimmick thing. But it's like that, but that makes sense. Like, you're doing different things. But if you're going to sit there and watch something, I can't imagine like watching something else in my own world, but still being able to like hold hands or whatever. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That is fucking awful. Like, you're not really spending time together. You're just next to each other.
That's a thing, right? That's going to be part of the gimmick.
Ridiculous.
Wait till you, and I'm sure this is being developed or maybe already is out. Wait till you can put filters on your partner.
Oh, boy.
Maybe your wife's always wanted you to look like The Rock.
Oh, no.
She just sets a little filter. It's still you.
Yeah.
It's still Ryan Acapella Mello up top.
Oh, shit.
But everything else is, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, baby.
It ain't pudding no more.
and you look over at her and you feel like Emma Stone, so you flip her thing and it turns into Emma Stone, you know?
That's
like
crazy,
we are, man. So close to that.
Black Mirrors, man. Black Mirrors, yeah. Told the future. That's
Black Mirror told the future. I think right now, in terms of like TV shows that told the future, I feel like The Simpsons has told more of the future than Black Mirror, but Black Mirror definitely makes you think of like what's possible and stuff like that, right?
The Simpsons told it in a innocent way, though. Like Trump being president,
right?
Like, that's not going to directly affect us, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But like Black Mirror is like, oh, you can fucking turn your wife into some other girl and then like have sex with her, and then like you could stop that whenever you want, or you could like transfer your brain into like a fucking simulation. That's scary. That's not like normal,
right? Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know.
That is wild. But anywho, what do you got going on the rest of the week?
What's today? Thursday. What am I doing? I'm going out with some friends tomorrow night.
Nice. Look at you.
Yeah, we're going to, where are we going? Shoeless Joe's or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to a Shoeless Joe's. I don't think I've ever been to a Shoeless Joe's, so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Sunday, Might play the Rebirth demo again or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That Rebirth demo was dope. I really enjoyed the Rebirth demo.
Yeah. I want to play it again because I feel like I rushed it. I want to soak it in more. Yeah.
It was fun. Music was beautiful. The graphics were incredible.
Loved it.
Loved it. Did you play the piano mini game?
I did, bro. What was your score?
Oh, I got a C. It was bad.
Oh, really? I got a B.
Yeah.
I got a B. But man, like, it was so hard. Like, I understood the concept after a while. I was like, okay, the left hand's playing the black keys and the white hand's playing the white keys.
Yeah.
But geez, to get that.
You almost have to split your eyeballs and like your left eye's looking at the left wheel and your right one's looking at the other one. But once you get them, like, I don't know how, I mean.
When it started sounding good, yeah.
It sounded good. Like, oh man, this is such a badass song.
I hated it, effing up though, because it made the sound, it would ruin the song and I would get mad.
Yeah.
No,
not effing up.
I'm ruining up. I'm effing it up. After saying fuck a million times on this podcast, I chose to censor myself.
Should we get out of here?
Let's get out of here.
You can join us on Instagram. We're at Podcast Fresh. Check us out the rest of the shows, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air review show, the Podcast Fresh Cafe, where we talk about video games and movies. This one here, the Tours and a Cappella show, we'll be back with episode 4 next time. Check out the Espresso Shot. It's some of it is extra stuff. Some of it is B-roll. We try to choose some of the better stuff, so go on there. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Podcast Fresh. Podcast Fresh TO on Twitter. And our email is podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. But check us out on Instagram. We are at Podcast Fresh. And our other Instagram is Torres and Acapello. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Damn.
Anything else, Pat, before we head on out of here?
No, man. I think we're good.
Let's get on out of here. As always, thank you very much, everybody, for downloading the show. We'll talk to you next time on the Torres and Acapella show.
Muy bien.
Podcast Fresh.